chapter 1, and looking at a cycle that explains the way things are in the world today, we've seen that there's a rejection of God, that is man's natural consciousness of God, that creation and God's providence manifests, he rejects that. And verse 21, because that, so it states the reason, when they knew God, that is in their natural conscience, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And we've looked at that statement. Then we began last week, but became. As a result of their rejection of God, they became something. This is now their state of being. It says they became vain in their imaginations. Vanity is to lack meaning. It's emptiness. So this rejection of God results in the forfeiture of the real meaning of life. And you see it everywhere. You even see it amongst God's people. A rejection of God leads to vanity, vain imaginations, leads to a forfeiture of real meaning in life. They became vain. That is, that conveys the idea of futile, useless. They became vain in their imaginations, in their thought process. They became futile. They became useless. So you're in a pretty sad state when the thinkers of the day were supposed to be the problem solvers. Their thought process is futile and useless. But they became vain in their imaginations. They became unproductive in their imaginations. Now the word imaginations has to do, of course, with our thoughts, our reasonings. Man's thoughts are vain. They're useless. Man's reasonings are useless. For a lost man to say, well, let's reason this out. Well, you're reasoning with the wrong person, because their thought process is futile. They have no reasoning. The reasoning is contrary to Scripture, which, of course, is going to lead to further problems and further manifestation of the wrath of God. So it has to do with our thoughts, our reasonings, our speculations, our conclusions. Man comes to some pretty wild conclusions. He can look at facts and draw conclusions that are just beyond belief. Why is that? These are educated people, because they became vain in their imaginations. They draw wrong conclusions. Imaginations would also include incentives. It's all vain. It's all empty. It's all futile. The entire thought process is vain. You reject God, and again, this can apply to the child of God as well. You reject the Word of God. You reject God in any area of your life, and your thought process becomes greatly skewed. And then you begin to make decisions based upon that skewed thought process, and what happens? You just get further and further and further into the mud. And that's the world. That's the world. That's why it's scary when Congress meets That's a scary thing if you think about it. Or when any group of people meet, we're going to solve this problem. Well, the problem is you are the problem. But they don't see that, of course. So the entire thought process is vain. The scriptures are very plain on this. Notice Psalm 94. Psalm 94, verse 11. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. They are vanity. Why? Because he's rejected God. They became vain as a result of their rejection, as a result of not glorifying God as God. They became vain in their thought process. Psalm 119, verse 113. The psalmist said, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. So that tells us that kind of explains what vain thoughts are, because he draws a contrast here between vain thoughts and God's law or God's word. So vain thoughts are thoughts contrary to the word of God. And man, of course, today is completely secular. So therefore his thoughts are contrary to the word of God. We as God's people ought to hate vain thoughts. We ought to be able to detect vain thoughts in ourselves. In Jeremiah chapter 4, Jeremiah 4, verse 14, O Jerusalem, God speaking to his people, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved or delivered. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? You see, their vain thoughts is what brought them to a place where they needed deliverance. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge? Lodge. They're not just passing through. They're there. They're there to stay. Vain thoughts. They became vain in their imaginations. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20. I will never understand why a child of God would go to the world for advice. I don't understand that. Especially spiritual advice. I don't understand you go to certain people who are professionals and things. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual, moral advice. How to raise a child or whatever. Why would you do that? You're talking to someone whose thoughts are vain, futile. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 20. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise. Now, these aren't individuals that the Lord recognizes as wise. These are those who profess to be wise and those whom the world recognizes as wise, that they are vain. They're futile. They're useless. Doesn't mean that they're uneducated. It means that they do not glorify God as God and they became something. Their thought process became something. They became vain in their imaginations. And this is what the psalmist is referring to. Notice in Psalm 2, Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. They do not glorify him as God, as Romans 1 speaks of. And against his anointed, that's his people, saying, let us break. This is what they think in their vain thoughts. Let us break their bands asunder. In other words, these people and the Lord, they're restricting us. They're restricting our life. They're restricting our freedom. Let's break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They're viewing the Lord as restrictive upon their life. They're viewing God's people has restrictive upon their lives. That's vain thoughts. They became vain, their imaginations. Why is it the lost, even some who profess to be saved, they get out of sorts, they get themselves in the mire, and the first people they want to blame is the church or the pastor. The problem is people listen to that garbage. They listen to them. They give them ear. That's a problem. Don't even give them ear. Just stop right where you are. Just stop right where you are. I don't care what the church has done. That is not your problem. Your problem is a spiritual problem. And it's no one else's fault. But vain imaginations, and then people in their vain imaginations listen to them. And they start to think, well, you know, they got a point. Really. They became vain in their imaginations. It's a dangerous thing to get caught in the cycle of vanity in our thoughts. Notice it's referred to as vanity of mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. The mind is a powerful thing. And I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth, from this day forward, walk not as other Gentiles walk. And how do they walk? In the vanity of their mind. In the vanity of their mind. How did they become vain? They glorified God. They did not glorify God as God. They rejected God. They rejected knowledge of God. And now they conduct their lives in the vanity of their mind. And there's no good that can come out of that. You conduct your life in accord with the vanity of the mind, and there's no good that's going to come out of it. You're going to find yourself in the hog pen. And again, it's no one's fault but your own. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Vainly puffed up. He's proud. And notice this is by his fleshly, secular, carnal mind. He thinks he's smarter than everyone else. And that's the problem today. These people have rejected God, and they think that's progress. And they think that's a sign of intelligence. But it's a sign of foolishness. It's a sign of being a fool. And we see the result is they conduct their lives, they build themselves up into something that they're not, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. Titus chapter 1, verse 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. That's a vain mind. They became vain in their imaginations. Even their mind and conscience is defiled. So this, the display or the manifestation of a vain mind, vain imaginations, vain thought process, vain reasonings, is self-esteem. That's why we hear so much today about self-esteem. You can't tell anyone that they're wrong because that will hurt their self-esteem. Little Johnny, what color is this? It's blue, but Johnny says it's red. Well, Johnny, if you think it's red, it's red. I mean, that's about where we are. It's blue, but if you think it's red, then it's red to you. Vanity of mind. Vanity of minds. Results itself in self-esteem, self-absorption. We are a self-absorbed society. It's the result of a vain mind. Self-glorification. We were talking yesterday at the open house, and this isn't, please don't misunderstand, and we're not criticizing an open house or saying there's anything wrong with it. But I think I was talking to Charlie, and I said, you know, I can never remember an open house when I was a kid. They didn't have them. They didn't have them. They didn't have a graduation party. It was just like, that's what you're supposed to do. You weren't congratulated for it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But now we celebrate everything. Little Johnny's got to get a star because he went to the bathroom. You everything because it's self-absorption. Self-gratification, self-will, self-seeking. Self-sufficiency. All the result of vain imaginations. So what do these vain imaginations lead to? Because we see there's a cycle here. They reject God. They became something. They became... And notice it doesn't say their thoughts began to be skewed. That's true, but that's not what it says. It says they became vain imaginations. So this isn't something occasional. This is, they've become. As a rejection of God, they have become something. And this results in a lot of other things. Vain imaginations results in vain babblings. Vain babblings. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 1 Timothy 1, verse 6. From which, that would be charity out of a pure heart, good conscience and faith, from which some have swerved, have turned aside unto. You leave something, you go to something else. Unto vain jangling, vain babblings, vain babblings. Listen to the politicians talk. Vain babblings. That's all it is. It's vain babblings. All they, if you listen to them for an hour, they might make one point. But it's mostly just vain babblings. They can't help it. They've become vain in their imaginations. 1 Timothy 6, verse 20. Paul speaking to Timothy. Timothy's a young preacher. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane, that which is holy but treated unholy, the secular, that which is profane, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. You see, true science does not contradict the Word of God. Now, so called science contradicts the Word of God. These are vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely called. And things are falsely called a lot of things today because of vain imaginations. Vain imaginations. That's why instead of using the word sodomite, we use the word gay. Because, again, vain imaginations. They call it what it's not. Definitions of words have changed because of vain imaginations. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, but shun profane and vain babblings. And here's why. For they will increase into more ungodliness. And so it is. They reject God. They do not glorify God as God. They become vain in their imaginations. And this increases into more ungodliness. Notice Ephesians 5. Verse 6, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Vain imaginations lead to vain words. Vain words are deceiving words. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things, what things? Vain words, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Romans 1 is talking about the wrath of God. They become vain in their imaginations. They become vain in their thoughts. They become vain in their words. And what does this do? Things get worse and it increases the wrath or the unveiling of God's wrath. There is vain knowledge. Vain knowledge. Notice in Job chapter 15. Job 15 verse 2. Should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind or emptiness? Vain knowledge. Vain knowledge. It's knowledge that's futile. Remember trivia pursuit? People say, I'm good at that. I wouldn't brag about that. That's what falls under the category of vain knowledge. Vain knowledge. It doesn't do you any good to know those things. Right. When was Elizabeth Taylor's birthday?
Who cares?
That's right. Vain knowledge. But that's what vain imaginations lead to. It leads to vain learning. Vain knowledge. Vain labor. You see, everything becomes vain when the imaginations become vain. Notice Psalm 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Oh, they build it, but it's vain. It's empty. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. So, vain imaginations lead to vain babblings, vain words, vain knowledge, vain labor. Notice in Jeremiah 51, Jeremiah 51. Almost forgot where the book of Jeremiah was. Jeremiah 51, verse 58. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain. They shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. They labor in vain and they become weary. Vain imaginations has sad, sad consequences. It also results in false hope or vain hope. Notice in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. Society today is built upon vain hope. Jeremiah 3 verse 23, return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation or deliverance hoped for from the hills. That is, Judah had a spiritual problem. And they were looking to the hills for armies to come and save them. They had a spiritual problem and were looking to the secular for the solution. That's vain hope. The secular does not fix the spiritual. The secular does not solve your spiritual problem. A spiritual problem has a spiritual solution. And we see here vain. Well, if you do this, 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 you take these 10 steps and you'll be delivered. Truly in vain is salvation or deliverance hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. So there's vain hope. If your hope's not in the Lord, that's a vain hope. It's a vain hope. It's an empty hope. And you look at these people, they reject God. They become vain in their imaginations. They begin to reason, conclude, draw assumptions from their vain imaginations. Their life is a mess. And then they start thinking like this. Well, everything in my life is falling apart, but if I can just get a good job, everything will be better. And they land a good job, but guess what? Everything's not better. They have vain hope. The job will fix my problems. No, the job won't fix your problems. It might solve some financial problems, but it will not fix a spiritual problem. So they have this vain hope, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. Or they get a job, and then they keep the job for 2 weeks, and they either quit or get fired. And so now they've got that to blame. Well, you know, those people did this to me, and here we go. Here we go. If they wouldn't have fired me, if they wouldn't have made me mad, I wouldn't have had to quit, and here we go. And then somebody comes along and says, oh, you poor thing. You've been done wrong. God help us. Don't you see the cycle that they're in? You're not going to fix their problem. Only God can fix that problem. Well, they just need another job. And how long will that one last? Another 2 weeks or month? It's vain hope. That's what it is. That's what vain imaginations do. They lead to vain hope. And pretty soon, what are people doing? They're chasing these vain hopes. It's like chasing the wind. You never catch it. And even if you did, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Vain hope. And then, of course, there's vain customs. And we'd better stop, but we've run out of time. But there's a cycle here in this vain imaginations that only the Lord can break. The cycle was started because of a rejection of God. And the cycle can only be reversed by getting back to God. Otherwise, it's not going to be reversed. I don't care what you do. It's not going to reverse itself. You're not going to reverse it. Only God can do that. Vain imaginations is a serious, serious problem with destructive consequences. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace to us. We pray, Lord, that you would keep us from vain imaginations at all times. Keep us, Lord, from a vain thought process. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us today to worship you in spirit and truth. Do pray for the lost, Lord, that you'd speak to the hearts, open their hearts to salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.